Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I saw my baby walking, ready for another man today. Well, I saw my baby walking, ready for another man today. When I asked her what's the matter, this is what I heard her say. See you later, alligator.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And that's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, whatever you got going on. You're starting one, you're growing one, you're trying to get rid of it. It's whatever's happening, you're excited, you're frightened. We got something you can read or listen to or watch there. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter while you're there. Don't forget to take the poll question. We ask a different question every week. We want to know what you think. Have a great visit with our new friend, Michael Connolly. Michael works with the United States Justice Foundation. He's an author. He's a U.S. Army veteran, a retired attorney, and he's focusing on helping trying to end the political disenfranchisement of our military folks. The Obama administration has made concerted efforts. Folks, this is just a matter of record. This is not some conspiracy theory. This is a matter of record that the Obama administration is doing what they can to disenfranchise the military. As evidence of that is this thing that is going on in Ohio right now, help me make sure I'm doing this right. The military were given a couple of extra days to get their votes in, more than regular citizens were, to get their absentee ballots in. And the Obama administration is trying to prevent them from having those extra days in Ohio.
That's correct. And they filed a lawsuit. The Obama campaign filed this suit, and the Democratic Party of Ohio filed this suit. And basically, as I understand it, the judge has ruled that they have to go back to the old way. They have to let everybody have the extra time to vote. It's unfair that the military only be given this.
Right.
And this is was the problem, that under that system, it was unwieldy. They couldn't do it. The state couldn't do it. So basically what's going to happen here is that the military is going to lose those extra 3 days, and the Obama, if this stands. And this is
so now you're filing, you're doing, you're filing your own lawsuits. Tell us what they are, and how do you think this will work and be effective before the election?
Well, it's going to be very difficult. Basically, I've been up late the last couple of nights trying to work on this. What we're filing suit under the Military and Overseas Voter Empowerment Act, and that's what Obama needs to be asked about, because that is the law, that is the federal law that requires the opening of these 229 move offices on the military bases. Only 116 have been open, 113 they do not intend to open, at least not prior to the election. And we are looking right now actually for a plaintiff. We need somebody in the military who will remain anonymous in the lawsuit, but who is on one of those bases and does not have access to this voter help that's supposed to be given through these offices. We need somebody to come forward and let us represent them, because we want to try to stop this. But it's going to have to be done very quickly. We're going to have to go to federal court, and we're going to
why
have to
stop isn't this request. Why isn't this a national scandal, Mike?
Well, it is
a national scandal, but why hasn't it risen to that level in the public?
Well, because the national news media, for the most part, is not reporting this. They are acting as front men for Obama. We have NBC basically having a conference call with the White House on a daily basis, I understand, to find out what they can report and what they can't and how to spin the news.
There's a report on how the Justice Department with Holder's Justice Department is communicating with Media Matters on the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. This is a concerted effort. In fact, the New York Times even ran an article about how the print media, if they do an interview with anybody that works in the Obama administration, they have to submit their article to the administration to be edited before they can print it. Now, that's not freedom of the press. We have lost freedom of the press in this country. It has been given up by the members of the media themselves, And that is why they're not reporting something like this. They're not reporting on the cylinder scandal. They're not reporting on a number of things that Obama's doing. They're covering
so here's,
for him
here's,
entirely.
Here's the thing. Folks, this is not subjective. These things are happening right now. You know that President Obama hasn't been asked one hard question about what happened last week in Libya. And there could be 100 hard questions asked about that. He has not been asked one of them. You know, when in Wisconsin, Governor Walker was recalled, Michael, because of some people didn't like the way he was running the government after he was elected. Many people who voted against Walker voted for him. In other words, against the recall, because they said this is not the way to run a government. We shouldn't be recalling someone just because we don't like the way they do this. A recall is for other purposes. Could this happen in the United States where the American people finally say, wait a minute, we're not getting all the news, we're not getting all the answers, therefore they must have something to hide, and therefore I'm going to vote for the other guy? Could that happen here?
I think it could, but I think it is. I think people are getting very upset by the fact that the news media is basically treating us like the people in Germany were treated in the 1930s. They are not being told the truth about their government. They are being lied to. The media is acting as a propaganda organ for the government, for the President of the United States in this case. And people are starting to realize that. They're starting to realize that they are not getting the truth. They're being lied to. And I think they're going to start reacting.
What is your website? How do people contact you guys?
It's usjf.net. And you can go there.
Usjf.net. If they want to join your lawsuit, they want to contribute to it, they can do that, right?
They can do that there.
Michael Connelly, thanks for being here. Good job. Keep up the good work. Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.